Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports.
That's my girl.
My girl, I mean that's my lady. Ride for a man, that's what drive me crazy. Talks about a baby, never act shaded. It's something on the mind, she expressing no way. She even grabbed the wheel when it's time for me to slap. So used to the road, she can ride without a map. Anything I want, I mean anything I need. Do whatever it gets, just to be me.
Sometimes I'm like a get, she be like,
get you too.
But the very next thing be getting back to the money. Make the count so conceited, full of big head, honey. She keep her hair done, check. Her nails done, check. Gucci, Louis, Prada, Birkin bag on deck. You will never find another, you can search the whole world. That's why she's
we
my girl.
Day. Still I'm nice. She understands the grind, so we gon' be alright.
Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth. So I just, hello, what's up, good morning, everything. it's time for us to talk about sports again. Since this, I mean, sports has been a big topic, like every day in dealing with different sports, from baseball to football to NBA to NASCAR to boxing, everything. So the one thing about sports, there's a demographic that I belong to that's really into sports, and that's sports, female sports lovers, female sports fans, and females that love sports range from athletes, amateur professional, to women who work within sports industry, to the basic the sports lover, the one that supports her friends and family and favorite teams. And then also, as what are fans, loyal customers, point blank. And it's good that different sports really embrace women. It's just a wonderful thing. I mean, especially when it comes to the fashion industry and so on. I mean, there are so many, like the NFL and the NBA, for example, and NASCAR, they will really value female fans because they have even created lines for women and for kids. Like, for instance, the NFLShop.com, Alyssa Milano's line. I love the commercials, which promote where how the females say, hey, you can have your jersey back. I have my own clothes to wear now to support my favorite teams in the NFL, and same for the NBA. So there's a demographic that is good. It's good not to talk about, hey, we female supporters and fans and those that work in the sports industry feel left out. I might be speaking for myself, but it really seems like different sports really embrace female fans. And please call in and share your opinion about how, if you have a, really, some females are into sports more so than their significant others or their husbands or their boyfriends or so on. So if you are a big sports lover and you happen to be female, call in. Or if you are a guy, because all guys, I have some male friends who really could care less about sports. Really. Could care less. They don't know. They might have certain favorite sports figures or whatever, but hey, if a team that they like make it to the Super Bowl or all the way to the finals, they might watch them. But there are some guys that just aren't into football. They have basketball or other sports. But yet their significant others or their wives or their girlfriends or their sisters or their mothers are deep into sports. So if you are a guy and you have a female in your family or a friend or a coworker that's really gung-ho about a certain sport, don't hesitate to call me or contact me and share your story. My guest calling number is 1-714-409-0614. But before really getting into talking about sports and females, and you guys know I'm tuned to Mike and Mike right now, watching Greeny and Jalen Rose, and they've really been talking about the NBA Finals and how Oklahoma and Dallas and Miami and Chicago. And I must correct myself. When I broadcast last night, I had said that Oklahoma score was 105, but it was 106. So I must congratulate Oklahoma for defeating Dallas. It's so hard to say that, but really Oklahoma is a good team, and all four teams are definitely the cream of the crop, the best of the best that are playing right now to get in that position to compete to win that trophy and to win that ring and to shine in the limelight, you know. So looking forward to the next two games in Oklahoma. And looking forward to Miami and Chicago. I didn't watch the last game, but I had seen media reports where Sunday's game between Chicago and Miami made history. Like 11.1 million viewers watched that game. So they made sports history, television history regarding that game. Again, my call-in number is 1-417-409-0617. But also regarding important weather news, I just wanted to share with you all again that, you know, we're still recovering down here in the Deep South because I am based in Jackson, Mississippi. Still recovering from the horrific tornado damage that occurred a few weeks ago. And you can contact the American Red Cross Hands of Hope still by logging on to redcross.org, calling 1-855-820-9307 and text messaging Red Cross to 90999 to donate $10. If you would like to donate more, I guess you can call or just log in to the website. And then also 16WAPT News plus other networks have been reporting that there will be a flood form in the city of Vicksburg, Mississippi, which you all have been seeing on national news and on your local news, how the flooding has been occurring down here in Mississippi and Vicksburg, which is a major tourism city in the city of Jackson, dealing historically and then also with the gaming industry. There are several casinos located in Vicksburg. And so the good news is the flood has crested. A gentleman, age 69, did pass away yesterday by walking in the flood water. So that was the first death. But check out your national news and follow. If you're very interested in keeping up to date with the flood situation, you can follow local stations down here, at 16 WAPT News, at WLBT, at WJTV, at Fox 40 News, JXN. You can follow those local media stations, TV stations, to keep updated, locally, see what we're seeing, the ones that actually live down in this flooded area, to find out what's going on with the news. Even our governor, you can follow him at Haley Barber, even his private home, located in his birth city, Yazoo City, is flooded. So if you visit, especially 16, they show reports of the governor's private home flooded, literally covered in flood water. So, and that's one thing about it. The governor really takes these natural disasters seriously. And he does his best to warn people and does his best to try to assist people with getting proper funding before things occur. So our governor is going, he's been the governor, but then also personally he's been affected with the flood because his private home is literally underwater right now. So we just have to keep everybody in America and the world in each other's prayers and support each other, regardless of our religious beliefs. As long as we believe in God, and or even my friends who are atheists, send out positive vibes for one another and spread love. Okay, we have about 13 minutes, so I just wanted to share that information regarding the flood. Yeah, the flood forum will be on Tuesday in Vicksburg at the Vicksburg City Auditorium, and local, state, and federal representatives would be in attendance to talk with those who are affected and those who would like to help with to make the flood situation better. It has crested, but still it's going to take a little time for it to get back to normal level. Okay? So, again, the guest listener calling number is 1-714-409-0614. And I didn't have enough time to really complete the show last night regarding getting to know my listeners and getting to know me. But that's something that happens over a course of time. And so I'll share some things to this morning, some things that I didn't get to. But then also that just happens gradually. But I just like to answer frequently asked questions that I get a lot from my real-life friends and from my online friends, my personal friends, and my professional friends. You know, there are some things that you keep guarded and keep private, but then there's information where, you know, it's important to provide to to those who wish to know you better, want to know you better, and I definitely want to know you all better. So keep on sharing feedback with me and inspiring topics and contacting me. And again, I thank those who have co-hosted with me since the show debuted on May the 21st. And starting Monday, I will start broadcasting daily from 5:30 a.m. Monday through Friday. Now, that's something that I prayed on, and I really, really prayed on. Really, I did, because I was okay doing the show just twice a week with special shows or, you know, so on, like Monday and Thursday. But it seemed like I was just encouraged and led to broadcast on a daily basis Monday through Friday, because, you know, the show is only 30 minutes. And then also there's always a wealth of information and news to share. And the topics are just sprout like crazy. So it's important to be consistent, you know, to just remain consistent. So I was led and just guided to believe that it would be more effective to host a show on a daily basis from 5:30 to 6, and on a more consistent basis. And that's something I really did pray on, because that really takes discipline, really, to just be consistent and do that every day before I start my day. And I'm an early bird, so that's another reason why I chose to broadcast my shows early in the morning. And then also, I can still do my daily duties and so on, because in the near future I will be going to school, and then I do have my work to do, and then when I do start school, I do hope to start like a regular job also in the near future. But then also, self-employed, struggling, and, you know, it's just a good thing to start the day off with you first thing in the morning. So just continue to share your feedback with me, and I really thank you. I thank my viewers, which in just a few hours went from 12,000 and something to, I thank all my 13,126 viewers of my profile as of right before the show began. I check how many views I had, and it's 13,126. Like I said before, I don't know what the stat's supposed to be, but I'm impressed, and I thank you, my friends from all around the world. I do my best to provide and to talk with you regarding entertainment and lifestyle issues such as sports, beauty, fashion, hot current topics. And as of now, I've been more doing it in a commentary fashion. And as time progressed and I began to get more calls, be more conversational, because, you know, hey, you know, I don't want to sound like I'm just like self-talking to myself, because really I'm talking to thousands of you, and you're listening, and you're providing feedback. I'm just not talking to a lot of you on the phone. So I thank you. But again, sports and females in sports, that's a great topic, and I just want to thank those sports out there who embrace girls and females. I've been a sports lover since I was a young girl. Ever since I was born, as I can remember, I always loved beauty, fashion, entertainment, and sports. And sports is just perfect entertainment. Sports entertainment business is just marvelous. Before we conclude the show, though, I'm going to share some websites regarding women in sports, women fans, pertaining to women fans, pertaining to women in the sports.
And finally, Sunday Night Baseball is another one of those. play. Every once in a while, there's one that makes you stop and say, that's cool, I'd like to be there. The Chicago Cubs are going to Fenway Park. The last time the Chicago Cubs played at Fenway Park was in 1983. See, that's just way too long. You know, they're both in Major League Baseball. The fans are both in.
Hello? Oh, okay, something happened. It got offline or off the air, and I don't know when. Then I was really on a roll of talking about the sports industry and women in sports and other info. But something had happened where I wasn't streaming anymore, and my switchboard was requesting for the host to call in. So I attempted to call back in, and I'm still logged on to the switchboard, so now I'm back on air. So I was just sharing with you all about that technical difficulty. But I don't really realize when the show stopped streaming. So I'm just going to talk about, I have four more minutes. So I'm going to start where I realized the show wasn't streaming anymore. Before the show concludes, I'm going to share with you websites and a book or two periodicals that would interest females of all ages regarding women in sports, from fans to those who work in the sports industries, if it's as an athlete or working in other aspects in the sports industry. But that's what I wanted to share. But again, I don't know if you all heard when I thanked my 1,326 supporters who have viewed my blogtalk.com page profile. But I'm just concerned about what you're hearing and what you didn't hear. But since I only have two more minutes, I guess I could go ahead and share with you some very interesting websites that you can share with the female fan or athlete in your life and for my fellow female sports lovers. There's a book called Game Face, the Kick ASS Guide for Women Who Love Pro Sports. That you can check out. I know you can locate it at Amazon. And then also there's a website, womensportsjobs.com. There is sportsstar.com. There's sportsnetworker.com. And I located with sportsnetworker.com an interview with a young lady named Katrina Chambers, who is founder of a magazine called Tomboy Magazine. It's a magazine for women who love sports. So check out sportsnetworker.com, my fellow sports, female sports fans. And also, you guys, you know, check out these websites and books. There's another website called experienceproject.com, which is a place for female sports fans to network. It's called experienceproject.com. Then there's womensportsfoundation.org and sportsbusinessdaily.com. There's womensportslink.com. And wow, I love this website, Wise Women in Sports and Events.com. So check out those websites and that book, Game Face, the Kick A Guide for Women Who Love Sports, and definitely the mag, Tomboy Magazine, and the website sportsnetworker.com. I have about 60 more seconds, Oh, also, and you pet lovers. I'm a pet lover, and I know I have many of you all are. And there's a pet food store that I received a advertisement from called Hollywood Feed Naturalistic Pet Food Merchants. I know they have 15 locations in the southern region. The location that's closest to me is in Richland, Mississippi, and on Cantaline Road near North Park Mall. I know there's North Park Center in Dallas, Texas, but North Park Mall. And that number is 601-977-6220. They should have a website, so just Google Hollywood Feed to find out more about this store. So I will talk with you all on Monday morning at 5:30 a.m., where the topic will be, guess who's running for mayor of Miami, Florida, Mr. Luther Campbell. I might schedule a special sports edition over the weekend to talk about the NFL and to talk about the NBA Finals. I probably will, but most definitely what's on schedule for now is for Monday show, and I'll start broadcasting daily at 5:30 a.m. So what's up? We're back to having warm weather here in Jackson, Mississippi, and I was supposed to get a little rain, but I'm not sure about that. We might not. But God bless everyone, and have a great weekend. Thank you for tuning in. And thank you for your support. God bless.
That's my God.
My girl, I mean that's my lady. Pride for a man, that's what drive me crazy. Talks about a baby, never act shady. It's something on the mind, she expressing no way. She even grabbed the wheel when it's time for me to slap. So used to the road, she can ride without a map. Anything I want, I mean anything I need. Do whatever it is, just to be
me.
thank you very much for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports and your continued support. This is Beth, and until next time, spread love and smiles. God bless.